An elementary school student was on the way home from school when a strange woman came walking towards him on the other side. Despite the fact it was summer, the woman was wearing a long red coat and her mouth was covered with a large surgical mask. Then, as she passed the student, she asked him something. "Am I pretty?" Although she was wearing a mask, the woman appeared to be quite young and beautiful. So the student answered, "Yes, you are." The woman then removed her mask. "How about now?" she screamed. The mask was hiding the woman's mouth, slit from ear to ear. She removed a sickle from beneath her coat and attacked the elementary school student. The boy, terrified, tried to run, but the woman was too fast, catching him with incredible speed. Then she stuck the sickle in his mouth and ripped it from ear to ear. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about, and, when possible, the truth behind them. Many of you may know me from the Kawabana podcast, where I translate and read creepy Japanese stories from the internet. With this show, I'll once again be doing all of my own research and translating to bring you interesting and occasionally unheard of legends from Japan. Japan has a very healthy urban legend community, many of which don't make it to the West. So with this show, I'm hoping to introduce them to a whole new audience. The Toshiden from the title comes from Toshidensetsu, which means urban legend in Japanese. Just like Kawabana, this will be a bi-weekly show, coming out on opposing Fridays to Kawabana each fortnight. Or you can get it 2 days early on Wednesdays if you're a Patreon member. You can find links and more information over at kawabana.net. But for now, let's dive right into the show. As you may have guessed from the opening story, we're kicking the show off with what the Japanese call the urban legend of urban legends. Ask anyone about Japanese urban legends and this woman will pretty much always be in the top five, and she's one of my personal favorites as well. She is, of course, Kuchisake Onna. So, who is Kuchisake Onna? Or, as we call her in English, the slip-mouthed woman. Her name is pretty straightforward. Kuchi means mouth. Sake means to tear or rip something. And onna means woman. She's classified as a torima, meaning a random attacker or slasher. In the present day, there are several explanations as to how Kuchisake Onna came about. The general story is that she underwent plastic surgery, which failed badly and left her with her mouth torn wide open. In order to unleash her unbearable buildup of rage, she attacks elementary school children on their way home from school, one after the other. Why did she undergo surgery though? One story says that Kuchisake Onna was the youngest of three sisters. Both her older sisters underwent plastic surgery to great success, but only hers was a failure and left her with her mouth torn. The surgeon that performed the operation was wearing quite a bit of hair wax in his hair, which is how she came to especially hate that. But we'll talk a little more on that later. Another story goes that there is not one, but three Kuchisake Onna. The oldest sister had a failed plastic surgery attempt, leaving her with her mouth torn. The middle sister had a terrible car accident, leaving her with her mouth torn. Then, the youngest sister went crazy, cutting her own mouth to match her older sister's. A third version says that Kuchisake Onna carelessly cut her own mouth open, leaving the responsibility for the accident entirely in her hands. There are also lesser known versions, for example, where she accidentally cut herself while working in the garden, but in general, something happened that caused her mouth to get cut wide open, and now she's not very happy about it. So, what does she look like? She has a fairly consistent appearance, although there are of course regional variations. She's generally a young woman in her early 20s, around 155 centimeters tall, although in some stories she's said to be over 2 meters tall. And although she has a mask on, she appears to be quite beautiful. She has slanted eyes and a cat-like voice. She's most commonly known for wearing a red coat. Now, this red coat has a dual purpose. First, so it doesn't stand out when she is splattered with the blood of her victims. And second, so she can easily hide the sickle she attacks people with underneath it. There have been stories of her wearing a white coat, but in the majority of cases it's red. She prefers red clothes in general. She's sometimes seen wearing a red beret, or even red high heels. Anything to make the blood of her victims stand out less. Over time she has developed a few local variations, however. For example, in Edogawaku in Tokyo, it's said that she has a red umbrella with which she uses to fly. In Tamagawa in Tokyo, she's said to have a slovenly, dirty appearance. In Hachioji and Kokubunji in Tokyo, she's known for wearing a kimono with sunglasses. And in Okayama Prefecture, she's said to carry around a comb made of Japanese boxwood. So, as we just mentioned, she always carries her infamous sickle to cut children's mouths with. In some versions of the story, this can be either a razor, knife, or even an axe, but she's most well known for her sickle. But that's not all. She's also said to be able to run incredibly fast. She can cover 100 meters in just 3 seconds. In some stories, she can run so fast that she can even overtake a police bike. So that covers a little of just who Kuchisake Onna is and what she looks like. But what is her method of attack? The most common version of the story starts with Kuchisake Onna approaching a young child and asking them, "Am I pretty?" Whether they answer yes or no, it generally results in them being stabbed to death with her sickle. But like everything else when it comes to this urban legend, that's not her only method of approach. In several versions, she's known to approach passers-by and simply eat them, or spirit them away somewhere. Another version has her asking, "Would you like to eat some yogurt?" When the passerby declines, Kuchisake Onna goes on to eat them instead. Yet another method involves her tapping on someone's shoulder. When the person turns around, she slashes their throat. The only way around this is to turn in the opposing direction to which shoulder was tapped. If she taps on your left shoulder, turn right. If she taps on your right shoulder, turn left. Only then can you escape. Kuchisake Onna is said to have a love of the number 3, perhaps because of the three sisters' versions of her origin. As a result, she's said to often appear in places with the kanji for 3 in the place name. Mitaka City and Sangenjaya, both places in Tokyo with the word 3 in their names, are especially popular haunting grounds for Kuchisake Onna. Some stories go so far as to say her base lies in a department store in Sangenjaya. But these places with the word three in them aren't the only places you're likely to see her. It's not uncommon to find Kuchisake Onna living underneath the stage in school gyms, or even working as the school nurse who's always hiding behind her sick mask. Outside of schools, she's known to frequent graveyards and even shrines. Now, supposing you ever run into Kuchisake Onna in some dark alley, there are surprisingly numerous ways you can escape her grasp. First of all, it's said that she doesn't like pomade, a type of greasy hair wax. If you yell, "Pomade, pomade, pomade," 3 times in succession, she will falter, and this will give you the chance you need to escape. The reason for this is because, as mentioned earlier, when she was undergoing surgery, the surgeon used quite a lot of pomade in his hair, and the smell made her sick. Throwing or sprinkling actual pomade will also aid in escape. And even just writing the word on your hand and showing it to her is said to be effective. Kuchisake Onna is also said to have a fondness for bekko ame, a type of hard candy. She would become engrossed at the sight of it, giving children the chance to escape. Children often carried bekko ame around when Kuchisake Onna mania was at its highest, so this was considered a useful way to escape her clutches. Other candies included kudo ame, black candy, and chupa chups. Kuchisake Onna just really likes candy. A third way, the way most commonly known today, is to simply answer her question of, "Am I pretty?" with, "So-so." This will briefly confuse her and give the victim a chance to escape. But these aren't the only ways to escape her grasp. According to author Yamaguchi Bintaro, who wrote a book on modern yokai in 2007, he poses the following as confirmed methods to escape capture. The first is yelling "Ninniku, Ninniku," over and over. Ninniku is garlic, although there's no explanation given as to why she doesn't like garlic. Second is yelling "Hage, Hage." Hage means baldness, but again, he gave no explanation as to why this works. And Kuchisake Onna is also said to have a dislike of dogs, so writing the kanji for dog on one's hand, or saying, "There's a dog coming," will give you the chance you need to escape. For some unknown reason, Kuchisake Onna is unable to go past the second floor of buildings, so climbing higher is another method that will keep you safe. She also won't chase people who escape into record or cosmetic shops. And lastly, Kuchisake Onna won't attack people with O-type blood. A good time to go and get your blood checked out and see if you have a natural immunity. As you may have noticed by now, Kuchisake Onna has a surprisingly detailed history, by far the most of any urban legend out there today. She's so exceedingly popular that people have constantly added to her story, and you can find out pretty much anything you want to know about her. But when did stories about her first appear, and why? Rumors of Kuchisake Onna first began to spread throughout Japan during the spring and summer of 1979, inspiring fear in elementary school students nationwide. The rumors became so widespread that police cars were sent out on patrols, and groups formed to make sure that children returned home safely. She even made it to the communication logs children took home with them from school, informing parents as to the fuss she was stirring up. Bekko ame also became a problem, as children brought it with them to school in order to protect themselves against her. On June 21st, 1979, a 25-year-old woman living in Himeji City dressed up as Kuchisake Onna for a joke. She walked around holding a knife before eventually being arrested under the Swords and Firearms Control Law. Thankfully, no school kids were harmed during her brief reign of terror. In the same year, the Mainichi newspapers published a History of Showa series featuring trending words from the late 70s. They mentioned there was a popular service amongst the hostesses of Ginza, which involved covering their mouths and asking their customers, "Am I pretty?" Of course, the correct answer was either to say "bekko ame" or "pomade," those two things Kuchisake Onna dislikes, but there's no record of any customers facing the sickle if they got the answer wrong. Another phrase that was created around the same time was Kuchisaki Onna, a play on words used for women who like to shoot their mouth off a lot. In this case, the saki means to go first or ahead of someone. By August of the same year, the beginning of the summer holidays, the rumors that had been taking over the country calmed down. This is possibly because word of mouth ceased, with children no longer at school to discuss the woman terrorizing their streets. It's not too difficult to see how word of this terrifying Kuchisake Onna could spread amongst the children so easily, considering the fear she inspired in them. But with no internet or social media at the time, the issue died down once the children were no longer together each day to talk about it. Enter the 90s. With news of plastic surgery and medical errors on the rise in the media, people once again began to speak of Kuchisake Onna, the woman who lost all reason thanks to her surgery mishap. Once again, her name was on the lips of everyone across the country. It's said that the story of Kuchisake Onna actually originated in Gifu Prefecture around the start of December in 1978, although some claim it was actually in Aichi Prefecture. The first time she was mentioned by the press was in the Gifu Hinichi newspaper on January 26, 1979. At the time, comparatively wealthy families were able to send their children to night cram schools in order to secure their future. Yet children from poorer families were supposedly told stories of Kuchisake Onna in order to make them give up their dreams of attending such expensive cram schools. "If you walk outside at night, Kuchisake Onna will attack you," the parents told their children, trying to frighten them. As a result, however, the children became so frightened that the story spread to other parts of the country and cemented itself as an urban legend. She appeared on a local TV program in Osaka in the late 70s called Young Town, a talk show where various people discussed sightings of her, which helped her legend spread even further. In July of 2012, an empty store in the Yanagase shopping district in Gifu City opened a limited-time haunted house featuring Kuchisake Onna. Using the setting of the Showa period, visitors chased Kuchisake Onna throughout the mansion as she abducted a little boy. The event was so popular that it received a lot of attention from around the country and even sparked a revival in the town. People praised their smart usage of the urban legend that was born in their home prefecture. Some people have traced Kuchisake Onna's origins back even further, however. In his book Himitsu Heya Aka, author Sei Ryoin Ryusui speculates that the actual basis for Kuchisake Onna comes from a real woman named Otsuya, who lived in Shiga Prefecture during the Meiji era. Rumors abounded that she walked around late at night holding a straw doll in hand and carrying a carrot in her mouth, making it look torn to those who glimpsed her in the darkness. A long period of time passed, allowing the rumours to simmer and incubate, and they returned in Gifu Prefecture in 1978 as Kuchisake Onna. But there were also rumours of a Kuchisake Onna in the Edo period. There was a story of a kitsune in the Edo area that would turn into this slit-mouthed woman. The story is as follows. There was a young man of 20 called Kosuke who worked at a shop called Daikokuya in Motogikucho, Edo. Being a fresh new employee, he was asked by his boss to run an errand in present-day Shinjuku. All he had to do was deliver a letter and wait for the reply, but the reply took a considerable amount of time, and by the time he was able to return, the sun was already setting. But that wasn't all. It had started to rain as well. Kosuke pulled out his umbrella and lit a lantern, then put the letter in his pocket and hurried along the street home. With his umbrella held up against the rain, Kosuke felt a presence before him. He looked up to see a young woman, soaked and running along the street. Seeing her like that, he started running, yet, realizing that she might be the daughter of an influential man, he felt compelled to call out to her. This proved to be a fatal mistake. He called out to the woman and told her he was returning to Motogikucho, but if she would like to share his umbrella along the way, why didn't she join him? She turned around. The moment she did, Kosuke screamed and fell backwards. The woman's mouth was cut from ear to ear. Fangs jutted out and her eyes sparkled at the sight of him. Kosuke, worried about returning to the shop late, ended up being carried back in a litter. It was as though he had aged all at once. His teeth fell out and his face grew old. Without saying another word, he took his final breath. It was known at the time that kitsune had made the areas neighboring Okubo their habitat. They especially liked to turn into women on rainy days and trick passing men. It's said that the woman with the slit mouth that Kosuke called out to that day was also a kitsune. This wasn't Kuchisake Onna's only appearance in the Edo period, however. She was also depicted in the Sayoshigure picture book by ukiyo-e artist Hayami Shungyosai. A courtesan is pulled aside by a man whilst walking down the street in the red light district. When the lady turns around, her mouth is cut from ear to ear. The man passes out and promises to never return to the red light district again. So, as we've seen, from her humble beginnings as a story to scare children, to her role as a nationwide menace, Kuchisake Onna is such a popular urban legend that she has inspired several regional variations. One such variation is Futakuchi Onna, the woman with two mouths. It's said this woman has a large second mouth on the top of her head. If you answer, "Yes, you're pretty," to her question, she'll pull apart the hair on her head to reveal her second mouth. If you answer, "No, you're ugly," she'll proceed to eat you with that second mouth. There is, of course, a yokai named Futakuchi Onna that made her appearance in the Hyaku Monogatari picture book of the Edo period, but this particular version is unrelated to her. She's simply a variation of the modern Kuchisake Onna. There's another variation in Ehime and Fukushima prefectures called Kuchiware Onna, which translates to the broken-mouthed woman. In Ehime Prefecture, she's said to ask, "Am I beautiful?" And if you don't answer, she proceeds to stab you with a knife. That's not all, however. For those who simply hear about this tale, it's said that Kuchiware Onna will appear to them within 3 days. So be careful. It could be you next. In Fukushima Prefecture, she's said to ride around in a red Celica car and stops to ask, "Are my eyes pretty?" Unlike Kuchisake Onna, Kuchiware Onna likes the famous local Fukushima candy instead. It's said this version came about when a local newspaper misprinted her name as Kuchiware, and the name stuck. The story even spread to Korea in 2004, gaining traction with a new generation of children to terrify. There, she's called Akai Mask Onna, the red masked woman, with the red signifying blood. Another version has Kuchisake Onna working with a companion, a man in a mask. This version is said to appear in the Hachioji and Kokubunji areas of Tokyo. Not much more is known about the man, however. This is the only information available about him, so who he is or how he came about exactly remains a mystery. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. What did you think? Kuchisake Onna is one of the most popular legends out there, so there's a lot of information to sift through, making her a fairly unique and interesting case. She's so popular that she's one of the few Japanese urban legends that has made it to Western shores as is, and she appears in a huge variety of media, from movies to TV shows to comics. I've even seen her in an episode or two of American TV shows. So, if you have any comments about the show, or if there are any particular legends you'd like me to look into for future episodes, you can let me know at koobana.net. Don't forget you can also access all episodes of both Toshiden and Koobana 2 days early and ad-free at our Patreon. Your support helps me to keep these shows going. And if you're looking for even more Japanese horror, you can check out Koobana, True Japanese Scary Stories from Around the Internet, Volume 3, which is available on Amazon today. There are over 80 stories inside, all chosen and translated by myself from the darkest corners of the internet. You can find the direct link on koobana.net or just type Koobana into Amazon. And that's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you again next time for more Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koobana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koobana.net now.